It's beach season and many people are looking to get in shape for the summer months. But it may surprise you to find out what it takes to avoid the cravings and temptations along the way. This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Sam Lane. Summer is on the horizon, and that means one thing, vacation. Still trying to drop a couple pounds before heading out for some fun in the sun? Well, understanding how you feel may be just as important as how well you eat or exercise. That's according to a new study from Florida State University assistant professor in the College of Medicine, Angelina Sutton. She recently set out to see if changes in body weight might relate to personality changes.
So we were interested in changes in impulsivity, the tendency to give in to your cravings, but also deliberation, which is the tendency to think before you act and to think about the consequences of your actions.
To do this, she examined data from two large-scale longitudinal studies of Baltimore residents. The study included more than 1,900 people of all ages and socioeconomic levels. The information recorded about participants' personality traits and their body weight was collected twice over 10 years. Sutton found that participants who had at least a 10% increase in body weight showed an increase in impulsiveness, with a greater tendency to give in to temptations. What surprised Sutton and her colleagues is that people who gained weight also reported an increase in deliberation, with a greater tendency to think through their decisions.
We thought that people would become less deliberative. We thought that weight gain would be associated with thinking less about the consequences of their actions, but in fact, we found the opposite.
So although overweight people may appear to ignore the consequences of grabbing seconds at the dinner table, Sutton's research proves otherwise, that it's more emotional than physical.
But what I think the study really tells us is that for interventions, we need to be focusing mostly on the emotional aspects of impulsivity, because even if we can think about the consequences of our actions, we can't necessarily inhibit our behavior. And so it's not just, you know, mindless eating, because they're obviously very mindful, but it's really the emotional impulses that they're not able to control. You know, you see the piece of chocolate cake and you automatically grab it because you love chocolate cake. Or, you know, you think about the action, you think about, okay, well, if I eat that chocolate cake, you know, how many calories is it? How many, you know, minutes am I gonna have to run to work it off? Those are two separate processes.
Sutton's participants for the study were adults. However, she wants to bring this research to younger ages to help with childhood obesity. In 2010, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, more than one-third of children and adolescents were overweight or obese.
Yeah, and we're really interested in bringing this to younger ages. First, in terms of emerging adulthood, for when people transition from living at home with their parents out into the real world where they, you know, can make more of their own decisions.
Of course, how you look is far less important than how healthy you are. But if you are hoping to shed some pounds for the summer season, the best way to start may just be thinking about how you feel. This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Sam Lane.